Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth of PaleoParents.com. You might also know me as the Broth Lady, or the inventor of the hashtag More Vegetables Than a Vegetarian. I'm the co-author of several paleo cookbooks, including Eat Like a Dinosaur, Beyond Bacon, and the upcoming Real Life Paleo. I like to talk about health at any size, and self-love, and personal acceptance. Specifically, I have a love for lifting heavy things. If you're interested in finding more out about that, you can also find me on Strong Woman Radio.
And I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne of ThePaleoMom.com. I'm the New York Times best-selling author of The Paleo Approach and The Paleo Approach Cookbook. I'm passionate about nutrient density and the intersection of diet and lifestyle with health, which really means I just love talking about science.
News and Views, where Sarah and I catch up and you get to listen to our gossip. That Skype ring just goes and goes and goes.
It really doesn't stop. It never, ever gives up.
You're hard pressed.
We have to record before I fall asleep.
Well, so our listeners know they're very lucky because the other options for this recording were A, hearing a rainstorm as we drove through Pennsylvania to Virginia.
With some muffled voices underneath.
Or B, listening to me click and clack as I worked on finishing Real Life Paleo and you snoring. So the fact that you've got two alive humans right now without a whole bunch of car noise is our commitment to you, dear listeners.
I was just there, right? So, like, not even... I hadn't even left my airplane 24 hours ago because my airplane sat on the tarmac forever.
Been there, done that.
But I flew to DC for the weekend and spent the weekend with Matt and Stacy. Stacy and I drove up to Philadelphia on Saturday for a really great event at Chester County Book Company. And then we did another great event at CrossFit Burke. That feels like so long ago, just yesterday, in Burke, Virginia. And so we got to hang out all weekend. And we had these really great intentions for using the 3-hour car ride to and from Philadelphia to record a podcast, since we were just chit-chatting anyways. And I think actually it was Stacy's like genius idea of a way of recording a podcast in person without actually making eye contact.
For sure. That was definitely the goal.
But then when we actually got in the car, we realized that the microphone on my computer was picking up way too much of the whooshing car noise and the sound of the rains on the windshield wipers, and that our sound was going to be really muffled. And it was going to be kind of painful for people to listen to, like more painful than our podcast usually is, I guess.
Oh my God. We met a couple of women this weekend who were like, I've listened to every episode of your podcast, or some even that were like, I just found it and I'm going through and I'm listening to every single episode. And I was just like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, but I think it's awesome that people can stand to listen to us that much. Oh, there's something wrong with us. We just never stop talking. So both of our book signings were super long because we both talk a lot. And we had really awesome crowd that asked a lot of questions, and we're not very good at just like answering question very succinctly.
We don't go, yes. Next. We're not, neither one of us. And I think actually, I mean, the people that came out, I think in part because a lot of them feel very connected to us, whether they listen to the podcast or they read, you know, our blogs or they read us on social media, because both of us like are very us on our blogs. So they feel very connected to us because they feel like they know us. And so it's not just that you and I talk, it's that the people who come visit us, I believe they connect to us because many of them are talkers as well.
Yes.
There may have been some really awesome conversations that just cannot be described as short.
What was frustrating though about not being able to record in the car is that we had some really awesome conversation, and it was like, you know, oh man, I wish we were recording this right now because people should be able to hear this. And it was fresh in our minds and we weren't like, you know,
I think
exhausted
we had like
yet.
Three or four times where we were like, this is what we should do our next podcast about, because this is a conversation that, you know, needs to be out there in the paleo movement. And like, we were really like, rah, rah.
Yeah, because we had 6 hours to just talk. And so it was, we wish we could share that with you all. It's pretty epic. But instead, we created a whole bunch of ideas for more work for each other, which I can't mm-hmm. say is the best of ideas.
Not and, the more work part, but yeah. The ideas themselves are genius.
Exactly. And we had a blast hanging out, and not just at the book signings, but of course, if you're going to travel somewhere, like we enjoyed Philadelphia as well. So, what I didn't realize when I was preparing our itinerary was that the book signing was actually outside of Philadelphia, 30 minutes outside the city, which is actually on the way to Virginia. So had we, you know, just gone from Virginia to the bookstore, it would have been like 2.5 hours instead of 3 hours. But we wanted to go into the city once we figured it out anyway. So we drove into the city at first, and then we drove back out to the bookstore. And then we drove back into the city for dinner and then back out. So we created like an hour and a half of extra driving for ourselves, but it was totally worth it because we had lunch at Pure Fair, which we went to last time and absolutely loved. And we got to meet the owner and the head chef this time. And the food was amazing, and they like totally spoiled us rotten there, and loved that place. I wish there were places like that in every city. And so it was interesting kind of to talk to them. And then we had dinner at Morimoto's. And I think, Sarah, you should tell the story of how that dinner took place, because the textual exchange about setting that up was pretty funny.
Well, okay. So it was it your idea or was it Matt's idea?
It was my idea, but I asked Matt to schedule it or to try to schedule it because I wasn't sure if we could.
So Matt manages to get us a reservation into Morimoto's, and Stacy emails me the reservation confirmation, and it's a one word email. And all it says is Morimoto's !! And then like 7 more exclamation marks.
And there was like a picture of a reservation or something.
Yeah. It was like the reservation confirmation.
Yeah.
And so I look at it and like, I've been really burning the candle at both ends with book release. I've been, you know, like definitely starting to feel it and trying to get through like this next week of a lot of interviews where hopefully things will calm down a little bit more. So I look at it and I go, I feel like I should know what this is. And I think I actually texted you instead of replying to the email. I was like, I think you actually may have texted me like, did you see the email? It was something like that.
Yes, I did.
And I'm like, I was like, yeah, Morimoto's. And you look at, I mean, I can so visualize the look that you would have given me that the tone was like completely in the next text message. And you're like,
duh,
Iron Chef. And I went, I believe I screamed in my all caps with exclamation marks, Morimoto's. And I was so excited. And then it immediately hit me that means I had to take my clothes to the dry cleaner because it meant that I had to dress up even more. Like I was going to wear like nice but casual clothes for the book signing, but then I felt like I had to wear like actually dress up clothes because we're going to go to Morimoto's. So then it became, oh, I have to go get my, what are we going to wear? I think I texted you probably like 8 times, but what you were wearing.
Yeah. And I had no idea. I was like, I don't know. Cause I didn't have to travel. So I was like, I'm just going to wing it. You know,
I'm just going to look in my closet and find something there. I'm like, I have to pack it in a suitcase, which means I have to think in advance. But then I got like super excited because, I love Iron Chef. I love Morimoto. I love Japanese food. And it was such a neat restaurant. It was amazing food. That's like first and foremost, amazing food. Second, it changed color every 5 minutes.
The first few minutes we were sitting there, I'm sitting there trying to Instagram and, you know, do all the things you're not supposed to do when you're having a nice dinner with someone. And Sarah would just be like, I mean, the restaurant's blue now. I'm just saying. It's green now. The restaurant's green now. Yeah.
I actually found it beautiful, and I found it really fascinating. And I was trying to think of like color and appetite psychology and like how it might affect the experience of eating to have a different colored environment. I don't know if they had thought like that put into it, or if they're just like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if all of the furniture in the entire restaurant changed color every 5 minutes? But
I'm pretty sure that the furniture didn't change color, but that the
dividers between the
everything tables. That was white would be affected by the colors that were changing.
Yeah, so I think what they had was they had these sort of like wall dividers between all of the tables that had lights in them that were changing colors. And then that was sort of reflecting off of everything else. But I think the tables and chairs actually in between were not changing colors. I think our table stayed green the whole time.
Yeah.
But the meal was phenomenal. The service was phenomenal.
Yeah, the service was phenomenal. We should have got that girl's name and given her a shout out because she was paleo and she took really good care of us.
Took really good care of us. And she, you know, was like, I highly recommend the carpaccio. It's my favorite thing on the menu. I highly recommend it. And so we were like, okay, fine. You know, we'll have, I mean, after we'd sort of picked everything else, we're like, and sure, why not? We'll start with the carpaccio. And I think both of us, like, that was probably my favorite thing.
Yeah, I think my favorite things were the things that we started and then the savory thing that we ended with. So, I mean, everything in the middle was good, but the thing that we started with, carpaccio, also we were starving by the time we got there. Book signings are really exhausting, even though you might think, oh, you're just standing or sitting and talking. You know, what Sarah and I were talking about in the car is it's so mentally exhausting to give like 100% of yourself and really invest in the people that have come to see you and give all of yourself and all of, like, we leave everything on the line. All of our energy, all of our jokes, all of our passion and empathy for people who are telling us really, really amazing stories. We put it all out there. So by the time we got to the restaurant, it's like your brain is mush and it's all you can do to just kind of be like, I want to go take a nap.
Stacey actually turned, like, in the car between the book signing and the restaurant, Stacey says to me, do you find these things as draining as I do? And I believe I was like trying, I was pretty much in like zombie without eating the brains status. And I was like, yes, I do. And, you know, it's so important, I think, to both of us to really, really deeply connect with every single person who takes time out of their day to come out and meet us. And it feels great at the end. Like, I mean, it feels great during the event, and it's just so energizing. And then as soon as it's over, it's like, okay, it's done. So, but we soldiered on to downtown Philadelphia to Morimoto's, which we walked past 3 times before we actually found
it. Oh my gosh, because that's how, like, mushy our brains were.
With the big sign. There's an Instagram photo showing how big the sign is that we walked past 3 times, in spite of having it on Google Maps in front on my phone
with walking directions telling us we're right there.
Kind of an embarrassing story. We probably shouldn't have shared on the podcast.
You told it. I didn't tell that story.
Yeah, it's out there now. What can you do?
So yes, our point is that we went and it was awesome and we got to spend time together and we got to talk in the car, and we do want to have a show in the future about I forget what your hashtag is.
Hashtag metric of health.
Hashtag metric of health, which is integrating into something that I've been really passionate about lately. Well, not lately, but I've been talking about since basically I started working out like a year and a half ago. I'm really focusing on getting healthy and, you know, being a nutrient seeker and being someone who's interested in self-love and self-respect and how all those things kind of integrate and how we women can support ourselves and support others in this endeavor. And that's something, you know, Sarah and I are really passionate about. And it was amazing that so many women communicated to us this weekend that they get that message and that it's helped them love themselves enough to respect themselves enough to take care of themselves. And that's what's been really important
profound.
To me.
It was profound how much that message was positively affecting people's lives. Like I just sort of very passionately feel that we need to figure out as a society a better way to gauge health than body fat percentage, than BMI, than clothing size, than, you know, whether or not we look good in a bikini. And I think that not that necessarily those things are irrelevant, but that, you know, determining health is so much more important than that. And as a society, especially for women, there is so much of a focus on, you know, having these like perfect lean. I mean, even now, like the fit is the new skinny type, you know, look, which is still exceptionally lean. You know, where there's so much pressure to look like that. And, you know, the number of women who have bad body image, or, you know, who just don't, you know, don't love their bodies, and who that negatively impacts like every aspect of their life, right? It just colors everything to have that, you know, lack of confidence in terms of how they look. And I think you and I have both really battled with that, and we've battled with that at every size. Like, it's not something that, like, well, we used to think that when we were 300 pounds, but now that we're, you know, strong and we've lost a lot of weight, we don't think that way anymore. I think it's something that you almost like adjust the expectations as you adjust your body. And that's not a healthy thing to do.
I think I feel I love and respect myself more now than I do 3 years ago when I was weighing the least and looked the thinnest. And I was just thinking about that because this week is my birthday. And I remember that for my 30th birthday, I was really hell-bent on being under 200 pounds. And I did like a super low-carb, no-sugar, calorie-restricted kind of detox before my birthday in order to see under 200 pounds on the scale on my birthday. And, you know, I was thinking...
You like shared that on a blog post too, right? Like
I did. Yeah.
I remember like the picture of like toes in a scale and thinking, I would never do that.
I did. And I talked about how I detoxed right before it, and that even at that time that I knew it wasn't sustainable and that I would gain a few pounds after, but that I wanted to see a one in front of the number for my 30th birthday. And so, you know, I'm turning 33 this week. And so it's been 3 years, and I've put on weight since then, some of that muscle from working out and some of that from fat, from, you know, being low carb for so long and having a rebound and working on books and having stress and those kinds of things. And, you know, like I said, I've still maintained 100-pound weight loss for 4.5 years, but I have definitely had weight fluctuations in the last few years, and it is a journey for us all to come to terms with what those mean. And, you know, I was thinking about it today, and part of me was lamenting, like, oh, I remember how good I looked for my 30th birthday. And I was just like thinking about that birthday photo and those jeans that I wore and all those things that I, you know, was really happy about. And then I started thinking about how my hair was falling out and how, I was feeling really tired and I was struggling with depression. And, you know, I had all these other things that ended up really cropping up and hitting me hard shortly thereafter, when I had a complete crash because I wasn't taking care of myself and I, you know, wasn't eating carbohydrates and I wasn't monitoring my fat intake and properly taking supplements. And so, because I don't have a gallbladder, I have to caveat that in case a new person starts every episode. But, you know, it was interesting for me today to kind of like go through that whole journey in my mind where I was talking myself about, you know, oh, I wish I was thinner. And then I was like, but if thinner means that these other things happen to me, then I don't wish that I was thinner. And what I really wish is that I was happy and healthy, and I am happy and healthy. And so that's enough, you know. And it was like, I had to have that pep talk with myself. And so I think that, what's really interesting is, like you said, for all of us, that journey never ends. And even for you and I, who we are huge advocates of this, we personally struggle with this stuff ourselves on our, I don't want to say a regular basis, but certainly it's not like few and far between once
on a
year.
Roughly monthly basis, right. Actually, I would go so far as to say. Everyone can tell that we're really passionate about this. And it was something that I think occupied at least, you know, 3 of our 6 driving hours. So it's definitely something that we will, in the future, dedicate an entire show to is the journey and body image and self-love, but also other metrics of health to be looking at. So, you know, as we talk about, you know, I think both of us would love to be thinner, but we don't want to be thinner at the expense of health. And we're both at parts of our journeys where, you know, it's not as simple as, you know, we'll just reduce carbohydrates and you'll lose the weight. You know, like I'm recovering from adrenal fatigue, I'm recovering from hormone imbalance, and these things are influencing my metabolism and my body's ability to access fat stores. And that is changing the formula. And it's the kind of experience that's really common for women. So what I'm looking at as I'm determining health is I'm looking at my skin and I'm looking at my energy level. I'm looking at how well I'm sleeping. I'm looking at how much stronger I'm getting while doing CrossFit. And those are the things that are, for me, they weigh much heavier, pardon the pun, in terms of how I evaluate how I'm doing than what the number is on the scale. And for me also, you know, I'm seeing really dramatic differences in my body composition and not as dramatic differences in the absolute number on the scale. So it's been basically a month since I last did body composition, but in the month prior, I had lost 7 pounds of fat and put on 3 pounds of muscle. So in a month I had lost 4 pounds, which is really, that's pretty good. But this past month I haven't lost any weight, and I will find out this week how my body composition has changed. So it's one of those things that, for me, it's always a moving target. And so I can't.
But this month you've also had, and I want to point out to people that when you say that, this month you also released a book and have been traveling on weekends and haven't been sleeping, and you got sick.
And I've been sick. I've been fighting this, I don't even know if it's the same cold, like on and off, that I just can't quite shake, but I'm not completely succumbing to it either. It's been a really challenging month, and I haven't put weight on. I kind of felt like things were falling into place and I was losing weight, and then it just kind of stopped. But
what I want to point out to our listeners is that you prioritized appropriately. Like, you figured out that what was more important to you at the time was, you know, getting well and healing yourself and not focusing on weight loss. Because if you had been focused on weight loss, then you would have gone to CrossFit more often. And if you'd gone to CrossFit more often, then your body wouldn't have healed. And if your body wouldn't have healed, then you would have been sick a long time and it probably would have gotten worse. And it's like the snowball effect. And I think that, you know, when you have this idea in your head, like, the priority is taking care of myself, sometimes that means reshuffling priorities because of what might be the most important at the time in order to take care of yourself.
Oh, so, absolutely. I did it today, right? My flight was delayed 2.5 hours. So a flight that was already really pushing, like, I was going to be arriving home normally when I turn out the light for bedtime. So it was already going to be kind of a late night. Was suddenly a ridiculously late night, followed by an early morning getting the kids to school. And I looked at what the WOD was today at CrossFit, and it sounded really fun. And I was like, oh, I so want to do that. And I knew that's just not going to work for me on 5 hours sleep. It's just not going to be a good idea for my body. And those kinds of choices can be really hard to make, but it's because I choose health. And that I recognize that choosing health is much more complicated than what the number is on the scale. That there's far more different things to look at. Hence, # metric of health, and probably several future episodes of this podcast.
So I just want to point out shout outs to some of, and this is not to play favorites, I'm sorry, everybody, but I want to give shout outs to 2 particular women in Philadelphia that kind of rocked our world. First of all, April, who's going to start a blog, either Shiro or whatthehamandcheese.com, humor and camaraderie to everybody in that room.
As well as the phrases, what the ham and cheese, and shiro, which are like two of my favorite new phrases.
But what was awesome is we were late because I'm always late.
And traffic was not on our side.
I don't understand how this always happens to me, because even when I'm like, okay, we have to get there half an hour early, like sometimes I'm still late. I don't understand, but it's just, it's who I am at this point and I have to come to accept it. So anyway, we end up being late because traffic was awful, but we get there and the bookstore tells us that for the 15 minutes that the group was waiting for us, that they all met one another, that they exchanged personal information, they took a group photo, and they decided to have lunch together after. And that, to me, is like the most fantastic thing I ever could have heard, and am so happy to have been part of that. And I just want to give a huge shout out to all of the women who...
And a couple of men.
There were a couple of men who participated in that togetherness, because one of the things that we talked about was, in order to make this sustainable and in order to make this something you can do happy in your life, is to find your people, you know. And Sarah was uber nice in saying I was her people, but we've all kind of, if you're living this lifestyle, hopefully you have at least one person in your life whom you can talk to about your struggles and your successes, and who can really support you and encourage you when you need it. And to see those women come together like that and say, wow, we all have so much in common. We're all here. Let's exchange personal information and take this opportunity to kind of network together. Sarah and I were like, we need to be late for signings more often.
So that was amazing. I mean, it was just amazing how much they bonded. And I mean, it was the whole range from like women who have been paleo for a while or autoimmune for a while. And there was one woman there who was like, it was her first day of paleo. And so there was like the whole...
Well, there was one girl who they like brought from work who was having health problems, and they were like, you need to come to this thing. And she said, I now have hope by the end of it. I mean, it's awesome, you know?
And they're now a support network for each other. Like, we just created a little community of wonderful people who are going to support each other in their health journeys. Like, how... And we created that in our absence. We created that by not being there. We should not go places more often.
So then I also want to say, Sarah, because you're modest and humble and you won't say it yourself, but when I brought it to your attention this weekend, you got teared up. There was a woman there who told you that the reason that she had two children instead of one is because she found you and you changed her life. And you got to meet the child whom, and watch that child nurse whom you helped by, you know, your effort and your energy and your research and all the things that you've put out there. You got to meet that child. And I think that's really super special. And, you know, so I hate to play favorites, but I think that those were like really super important, awesome moments for me about our Philadelphia signings.
You're going to make me, you're like, I'm tearing up again. Yeah, for me, the reason why I prioritize doing these signings is because of the phenomenal and inspirational people that I get to meet and connect with. And, you know, as it's a pretty profound experience to be, you know, I consider myself an educator. I consider myself in many ways a science translator. And I, you know, I put so much of myself into the blog and the books and this podcast, and it sometimes takes a toll and it sometimes can be really hard. And then I go and I meet a child who, you know, wouldn't exist if it hadn't been for how my information helped this, you know, this baby's mother regain her health. And it's so overwhelming. I can't put it into words. But it's what keeps me going. I mean, how can you have better motivation than something like that? It is the most amazing experience, and very relevant to hashtag metric of health, because, you know, for that woman, it wasn't about losing weight. It wasn't about, you know, fitting into a certain size jeans. It was about regaining her fertility and, you know, healing her body and, you know, regulating her immune system to the point where her body was willing to have another child. And that is so profound. And it's really just hard for me to express the amazing amount of affirmation. And it feels like a support, right? It feels like it's reason, it's the reason why I do it and why it's important to keep doing it. And it's pretty amazing. And I feel very, very lucky to be able to be that person. Like that's, for lack of a better word, pretty amazing. I think I said pretty amazing like 8 times right there, or 12.
Also, not to slight our Virginia crew, but I would say that my backyard Brook CrossFit signing was also pretty epic. I ran for the first time in over a year. And did burpees. There was a whole lot of body weight cardio in that 12-minute wad, and I was sweating like crazy by the time we were done. But people brought delicious, amazing food. Some people came and CrossFitted with us that had never CrossFitted before. We had a bunch of teenagers come, which was really cool. There was a really cool family from Iceland there that I got to talk to, and I totally bonded with them about the fact that like one of my favorite strongman guys is from Iceland, and one of the daughters had Thor in her name, and the guy is half Thor Bjornsson, who is the mountain on Game of Thrones. I think I've said that like 8,000 times. And so I was asking her like what her name meant, and it meant Thor Volcano. So in Iceland, she's like a goddess of volcanoes is what her name means. And I thought that was really cool. And then there was another teenager who was just fantastically phenomenal and adorable. And I went through her Instagram feed and is also very talented. And I can't wait for us to be able to share Paleo Princess with you. Yeah, but
I was just like, you know, I think it was you who finally asked, because I was about to ask. I was like, wait a minute.
How old are you?
she was so articulate, and she does all the cooking in her home.
And her mom was there, and her mom was like, no, she's totally, like, she's legit.
And everyone's like, yeah, no, she does the shopping, she cooks.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And blogs about it, and she's 15.
So, thank you for everyone for coming out, and I promise you that Sarah and I have future events planned. We perhaps might be doing something or two or three things together in November. So if you're in Atlanta,
I think November is going to be the like month of Sarah and Stacey fun.
Yeah, totally. So if you're in Atlanta, or if you're in the Washington Metro DC area, or if you're in New York City, and maybe I might be able to get Sarah to, you know, I might be able to talk her into doing other places, but those three places, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to see all three of us together. I mean, yeah, all three of us together, because Matt will be there the first week of November. He might not go to Atlanta, but at the very least, you'll be able to see Sarah and I together multiple times in the beginning of November. So if you're in those cities, keep a lookout in our newsletters in particular for future events. We had countless people tell us on media this weekend, oh, I wish I would have known you were in such and such city. Well, I don't know how else to reach people, because social media, especially Facebook, only shows like 1% of the people on our page, the actual posts that we put up. And so the best way for you to get information is to subscribe to the newsletters on our blogs. And then we send out one email every week. Like, it is not overwhelming. We do not spam you. We do not sell your email addresses. We do not send you an email every day.
And we don't share them. So if you sign up for Stacey's, I don't have it. If you sign up for mine, Stacey right. doesn't have it.
I wish I had Sarah's. Hers is way bigger than my list. But
not sharing, it's mine.
But if you sign up for our newsletters, then you will find out in each newsletter what our upcoming events are, and that way you won't miss it. We can't guarantee. We put it in Instagram several times. We put it in Facebook several times. We tweeted it several times. We pinned it. Like, I don't know what else to do.
It was on my events page on my site.
Yeah. So, yeah. We also have a meetup group. So anything that we do, we put a meetup for. But really the best way to get information is to sign up for a newsletter. So, that said, Sarah, I'm really proud of you and your cookbook, and I hope that you had a wonderful release week, and I'm glad that I got to be part of it.
I really did. And I have to say, just to end on a sappy note, you know, this was the first time that we got to hang out, but it was like just us. You know, we had these long car rides that was just us, and you know, dinner together. It was like, I was texting my husband. I was like, really enjoying being on a date with Stacy. You know, you and I should go on dates more, but I'm like, this is fun. and so it was, you know, I really felt like, you know, I love our podcast. I love our conversations that we have every week. I love every time we hang out, and it just felt like being alone together and not having a second of silence because we were so engaged in fascinating conversation. I don't think we could ever run out of things to talk about. It made me feel like even more that you were such an important friend and force in my life, because I just feel like, you know, every time we start a new conversation, I feel like, aha, you know, we're compatible in this way too. And we've got some really interesting dynamic thing to talk about in this way too. And I just really enjoyed a car ride. I was the shortest 3-hour car ride I think I've ever experienced. And I hope that we get to do, that doesn't have to be road trips. It can be just like hanging out somewhere. But I hope that we get to do more of that, because it was really fun. And if I was not so exhausted from my delayed flight, I'm sure I could find a more eloquent way to say thank you. And not just thank you for doing all the driving, but thank you for being such an inspirational and amazing and supportive person.
You know how uncomfortable I am with these kinds of things.
Which is why I'm doing it when you can't make eye contact.
I'm like totally not making eye contact with your Skype picture right now. And my cheeks are red.
My Skype picture, how they're burrowing into your soul.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way. And I'll summarize it the way that I summarized it in front of a large group of people this weekend, which is that we don't see each other very often. So when we do, we bicker like sisters. So
there's that as well. Saying like, you know how we are in the podcast? Yeah, that's real life.
Yeah,
that's just how we are, except there might be just a few more curse words in real life. with that minor exception.
And hugs, because we can't hug in real life.
And you let me hug you.
And hugs. Yeah, I'm really not that anti-hugging. It's just kind of a joke. I'm kind of worried about, anyway, I don't get into it.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's like a big... Everyone's like, you're kind of worried about what now?
You know, just touching people. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they got razor blades in their hair, or, you know, they might smell or have bugs, or I don't know. I'm just kind of like, you're a stranger. And that's most of our people that want to hug us are totally normal and nice ladies. And I did give a random stranger a hug at the Philadelphia thing. Like, I stood up and initiated the hug, which, have you ever seen me do that before?
Nope.
So it does happen, but I'm the kind of person that when I'm really close to someone, I'm really close to them. But before I like make that bond with someone, I'm kind of like, yeah, you stay over there in your bubble and I'll be over here in my bubble just until I'm comfortable with you and know
you
that you don't have...
sound so standoffish, but you are not actually standoffish. You just made yourself sound like a just like grumpy, you know, Scrooge McGrinch. That is like, clearly, I think anybody who listens to our podcast is like rolling their eyes because they know that's not the case. But so you like way exaggerated your non-huggingness.
Which,
I hug everyone.
Which leads into my sarcastic nature. Yes,
there you go.
That was kind
it's just
of a joke.
The sarcasm. Whereas I hug everyone. I joke that I give those hugs away for free.
And I said that you needed to start charging for them.
I've only had a few awkward hugs over over the years, so it's fine.
Can I ask you a question before we go?
Mm-hmm.
I let you see real life paleo.
Can I tell people how what my reaction was? The reaction that you didn't see because it didn't send.
Yeah, you should totally tell them.
So Stacy Facebook messaged me Real Life Paleo, which if anybody knows me, Facebook messaging is like the absolute worst way to get a hold of me because I'm never on like my personal Facebook. I'm always on the Paleo Mom Facebook. So I don't see it. So like I get, I think I like checking it on the airplane because of course I can't check text messages on the airplane and I see it and it had been sent to me 21 hours before and we were getting ready to descend. So I was going to lose my internet at any moment. And I, you know, message you like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I never saw this. I'm going to have to try and quickly download it. And, it managed to download before I lost, internet. And so I started flipping through it and I'm like, it is so beautiful. It is so well organized, has so much information, so many tremendous resources for people. And I mean, I knew it would be, but it was so, just so amazing to like see this book that I've been watching you work on, like just come together so beautifully. And so I messaged you just as we're losing internet on the airplane. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. It's brilliant. Who's doing the forward? Is it me? And I'm like, I want to do the forward. And then I lose internet, so that message doesn't go through. But the great thing is, because my computer's actually a tablet, is that I was able to, that since it had downloaded, I was able to read through it for the entire descent on the airplane. And so I get to the ground. I'm like, I hope I'm writing the forward for you. And you're like, well, I was going to ask you. I was like, yes! I was so excited. And now, of course, I've got this big forward to write. It's like, now it went from excitement to job.
And now I get to be like, well, you asked.
I did ask. It was like my very first thought when I saw the book was like, who's writing the forward? I want to write the forward. So it's just a tremendous book. And I think it's just going to blow people away when they actually finally get to see it. So congratulations. It's a really beautiful book, baby.
Thank you. Third time's a charm.
That's what they say.
So it's officially 45 minutes. And for those of you who can't see the calendar appointment that I set up in all caps, it's 30 minutes max. So
that is, I did text message to say, I'm staying awake for this, so I appreciate it. it's because we enjoy talking with each other. And even when we say we're going to do a quick check-in show, it's not quick.
Well, this is quicker than usual for us, and we hope that you enjoyed the recap of the signings, and we're sorry if you live in a city and can't come. I do want to say one more thing about these book signings, and I'll try to keep it positive, but if you live within driving distance of where either of us ever does a signing, we highly encourage you to come to the signing, because if you live across town 20 minutes, 45 minutes, and you say, that's too far, come to this other pocket of town that I live in, I would like you to consider how reasonable it would be for Sarah and I to go to every single city in the entire, not just United States, but we have international fans. So, you know, we try very hard to do as much as we can within the context of having children and living lives and travel being expenses that we have to pay for and those sort of things. So, you know, we highly encourage you, if you see us going somewhere and it's within driving distance and you would like to come, take that opportunity and do not wait for us to schedule something closer, because the likelihood of that happening is very low in that there are people on the other side of the country or people, you know, north or south by hours and hours that we would like to give the opportunity to. So it gets a little awkward sometimes when someone's like, you know, I'm 20 minutes away, come here. And we're, you know, Sarah's like, I just flew here from Georgia. You come here. So,
yeah. And I mean, and to emphasize, especially for me, that I do very limited traveling. I try to find fairly central locations to do my book events so that they're accessible for more people. And the other thing that's happening with these book events is it's getting harder and harder to get bookstores that are willing to host us. And so, you know, we say, you know, we think Philadelphia would be a great place, for example, And, you know, the bookstore that wants to have us is, you know, Chester County Books, which is outside of the city. And we are delighted to have a bookstore that wants to host us, because I have had cities where I've said, you know, I want to go to the city, and we can't get a bookstore that wants to host us. And I don't actually understand what's going on there. It's not something that's in my control. But you know, even if we had all of the motivation in the world to go to, you know, a specific city, it's not, that doesn't always mean that we can actually logistically organize an event there. And so, if we are, you know, anywhere in the neighborhood, that might be your chance to come see us. And, you know, it's always, you know, everybody's individual choices then, but, you know, it's just not possible for us to be everywhere.
We had some people that came to the events that drove 3 hours to be there. And that's kind of what I would anticipate, because we're not going to go to a city that's within 3 hours of each other. So, you know, if you're 3 hours from some place, it would be reasonable expectation that you should probably drive to that place, because unless it's the city that we live in, where you can find Sarah at multiple Atlanta locations, or you can find me at multiple DC areas.
Or sometimes I'll try and pair events, right? Like, so pairing this weekend, like Philadelphia and DC areas.
Right. But see, those were 3 hours apart. Like, that's the closest that we would do.
And know? I'm actually going to be in Texas in 2 weeks. Well, actually, it'll be like a week, actually, by the time this podcast goes live. I'm going to be in Dallas and Austin. And they're 4 hours apart. I'm actually flying in between them, because I don't want to drive 4 hours. I'll often pair events like that, but then, you know, that's as close as I'm going to be. And that's when I'm going to do Texas. So, you know, if you live in Houston and you want to come meet me, I don't know if I'm going to make it to Houston at any point in the near future, because I will be in Dallas and I'll be in Austin.
Awesome. So thank you, everyone who listens and supports us. We just have got the most wonderful feedback, and I was so encouraged by the fans that came out this weekend and kind of reminded us of why we do all of this. And for those of you who are listening and supporting us and feel connected to us and, you know, are cleaning with us and are walking with us, we love to hear those sort of things. Please don't hesitate to contact us and let us know, even if it's just to say, hey, I really enjoy listening to you guys. Leave a review for us in iTunes. And the best thing that you can do to support us is shop on our sidebars of our blogs. I know you're tired of hearing that. It doesn't cost you anything else. These are brands that we personally support and use. So, you know, if you regularly shop on Amazon, shop through our links. It doesn't cost you anything more, and it helps us out. So that enables Sarah and I to be able to afford to travel to come see you. That we literally, you know, pay for that ourselves out of the money that we make from the vlog. So
I want us to end this show on the cutest moment from the entire weekend. You know, after we've just told people, you know, to drive to come see us and shop and stuff.
Okay.
Let's end on a super amazing.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm like, what was it?
The cutest moment from the entire weekend was at CrossFit Burke while we were doing.
Oh my God, I know what this moment is.
And Wesley came and sat in your lap, and he really wanted to talk, and he really wanted to say something. So you gave him the platform and said, okay, Wesley, you know, what do you want to say? And then he couldn't really figure out what he wanted to say. So he said, well, you know, do you want to just tell everyone what your favorite foods are? And he said, cookies, bananas, and manatees. And you looked at him and you said, did you just say manatees? And Wesley said, yes, I did.
And he says, yes, I did. So cute. Like, he's so assured in the way that he says it.
It was very, like, very, very serious and very, like, confirmation. Yes, my favorite foods are cookies, bananas, and manatees. I think we then spent the rest of the day trying to figure out what he thinks manatees are.
So we did, after we made it clear to everyone that we're not violating the endangered species requirements, we are not serving our 4-year-old manatee steaks. We tried to determine what he meant. And turns out he means manna T teas, like many teas. And so he was using the word like liquid, because we said, what do you mean by manatees? What is manatees? And he goes, you know, like water and kombucha and beer. And I was like, well, I'm really glad you didn't tell everybody that your favorite things are cookies and beer.
Or manatees and beer. Let's like, wow. Yeah. My goodness.
So there you go. From the mouth of babes. Yes, he's so cute, my little Wes. I wish someone had video recorded it, because that was just an epic moment. But
it was adorable. And I think that is the parting memory for this podcast. What do you think?
Perfect. So we'll be back next week. I don't know if we have a show topic. It might be on body image and stuff. It might be another check-in show, because we're supposed to get the book to the printer. And if by the time we record this week, we haven't sent it to the printer, we will be frantic to get it there. So I'm also going away this weekend, so I'll be even more tired than I am today by the time we record next time. So we'll be back next week, and we'll try to keep the energy together for you until both Sarah and I have books off of our plate. I'm really looking forward to being where you are right now, Sarah.
It's so, since you were in this place while I was finishing my books, and now I'm, the roles are reversed. It's a nice place to be.
Yeah. I'm almost there. I'm getting
there.
We're
almost there. It's just the end. It's a few more days.
Cool. So have a wonderful week, everyone, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
Stacy, I think you might be muted.
Oh my gosh, I totally was muted.
And he's been trying to open the mail.
And I've been like, don't do it, it's too noisy.
Open it. It's too noisy. He tried taking out the garbage, Matt will probably hear it. Don't take out the garbage, it's too noisy.